Thank you. It's an honor to be here, James, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak life into someone's life and remind them that there's greatness inside of them, that in life they can either have excuses or they can have success. But let me help you with that one. You can't have both. And it's always about decision. And if we want to succeed in life, we have to realize we have to make a decision. And someone listening today is literally one decision away from their life changing, but they're afraid to make that decision.
Do you need encouragement to turn tragedies into your own triumphant life story? If so, this podcast is for you. Listen to powerful guests who have persevered through challenges so you can gain strength to build your championship life. The host of Professor of Perseverance Podcast, Dr. James Perdue.
Hey, 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 it's that time again. Time for the Professor of Perseverance Podcast, where we talk to people who have overcome adversity and they give us some of their strategy on how they've been able to conquer challenges and kick it in the teeth and have a great life. You know, why do people want to survive in a valley when they can thrive on a mountaintop? So the guest today, not only is she, you know, grew up jumping, running, and walking, a major car accident left her in a wheelchair bound for nearly 2 years. Not her first acquaintance with a wheelchair. She graduated high school in a wheelchair. Life has presented itself in trauma in many forms for her. Several times death has knocked on her door and God has said, hell no. And I'm glad he said that on her behalf. Overcoming obstacles has meant to almost killing her, including being diagnosed with lupus. Backed by popular demand, RJ Jackson, the Courage Giver. Welcome to the show, RJ Jackson, the Courage Giver.
What's up, James? Oh my goodness, it's so good to be back here with you and your amazing audience. Thank you for having me. I'm honored.
You're welcome. No, thank you for coming on and sharing again with us. We can always use some encouragement. Yeah. You know, I don't care if you're the happiest and got the best life going. I bet you somewhere in some point of their life, they've had some encouragement.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Each one, reach one, bless one, encourage one. That's right.
That's right. And, you know, why keep all this blessing stowed inside of us when we can give it out and share it to other people?
Exactly.
So it's, let's don't bottle the genie. Let's uncork it and give it out to everybody. So
right. Exactly.
So, all right. Now, how did you get to be known again? We know the accident. We know you've been through, you know, a lot of tragedies. We've all been through stuff, but, you know, you've been through your share as much as everyone else. So, but how did you get labeled the Courage Giver? Was that self-imposed? You said, hey, I'm going to call myself, or did someone come up to you and they say, you know, you're a Courage Giver?
I love that question, James. I get asked that question a lot, and I love telling my story. And as you said, we've all gone through something and we all have a story. So as I share my story today, I just want to encourage everyone who's listening to find themselves as the hero in their own story through a reflection of my story. Listen, we're no different. We're all on this journey called life. And so as you ask me, where did that come from, the Courage Giver? I remember saying one night, like literally like Jacob, wrestling with God, like, God, what do you want from me? What do you want me to do in this season of my life? What would you have for me? And I couldn't sleep the entire night, literally. And so that was a Saturday night. And Sunday, I got up, I went to church, and we had a guest speaker. I'll never forget this day. And I forget a lot of things after my accident. Like, my memory is like shot, but I will never forget this because it is totally connected to my purpose. And he spoke spoke and taught about Barnabas being an encourager. And he said Barnabas was a courage giver. And somebody is calling God is calling somebody today to be the courage giver. I was like, I stayed awake all night and you gave me the answer in the in the day. Like, OMG, God, you got like a sense of humor, okay?
That's right. That's right.
So that's exactly where it came from. I answer the call, and it's a pleasure to be the courage giver. And Jesus is the ultimate courage giver, but I love partnering with him as his daughter to remind you there's greatness inside of you. And listen, the world's waiting for you to show up.
That's right. Greatness is instilled in all of us. And it's time for us to show the world. And, you know, we may not be able to change the world, but let's change our own little household and then let that go out and change the your neighborhood and then change the community and then push and change the world as we're going along.
Exactly.
So, all right. Well, I'm glad that God gave you a restless night and gave you enough energy to get up to in the next morning to go to church. Isn't it amazing that I'm guilty of this? I don't know about you, but there's been times I go to church and I'm just there yawning, trying to catch up on my sleep. And I know it's the wrong thing to do, but I've done that before. But isn't it amazing, though, that a message will come to you and you go, he's talking specifically to me.
Exactly.
You know. Yeah, I know there's 400 people or 20 people or 1,000 people that are there watching and listening, but you know, this message is specifically for me.
Yeah. Yep. It's amazing how he knows what we have need of. And it's even more amazing when we listen and take it in.
And for you to use the courage giver, give us for the ones that's coming in that's never heard your story, a brief what happening in your life that's led you to become the courage giver.
A brief?
There's no briefness in this, is there? That's right.
No, dude. It's going to take a long time, but I'll tell you what. I'll give you a chapter of my story. And then I want to invite you, if you want to read my entire story, my book is coming out, A Repositioned Journey of Greatness. I'm Still Standing. And so I'm just going to give you a little chapter. And again, remember, as you're hearing my story, see yourself as the hero in your own story. So again,
I love that statement. Yeah, second time hearing you say it today now, but it's, first time realizing, yes, we're writing a book and it's on us, if we need to write ourselves as the hero, what we've been through and how we came through it, and then let's use that to help other people in the future.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, James, your question of how do I live out my life as the courage giver? And that question is filled with purpose. And so is my life. So I don't have some titles to say, oh, remember this title. I don't care if you remember my title. I don't even care if you know my title. What I want you to know is the message that I bring with my title and the message of hope and possibility, the message of greatness for you, the message that you are not your circumstances. You're not what you're going through. You are more than a conqueror. And if I'm going to bring that message, I have to believe that message for myself. And if I'm going to believe that message, I have to have some experience to understand that. And so I have lived through some very traumatic events in my life, and I'm still standing. And because I'm still standing, I recognize that there are other people, James, and particularly women, because my message is really geared towards women, but anyone can listen. But I recognize that there are still people who are dying where they're living, and they're living where they're dying. So as a courage giver, I want to remind people, you don't have to. You don't have to live where you're dying. You don't have to die where you're living. So I bring a message of hope and transformation to help people get past their excuses and understand one thing, that they were created to thrive. through it all. And let me tell you, when I talk about through it all, you've shared some in my bio, several car accidents, two of them major, one where my car literally flipped off the freeway and rolled over. But this last one was horrific, and I am still standing. I'm so blessed to be here today. And I'll tell you, my journey wasn't easy. I had many days where I cried. I had many days where I couldn't walk. I had many days when I couldn't even talk. I had many days of wondering why I survived. But God always knows the plans that He has for us are for a future and a hope. And He promised this, James. What He started in us, He will complete.
Yes, yes, amen. Whether we're ready for it or not, it's going to get completed. Mm-hmm. So better jump on the bandwagon early and accept what's going on. You don't have to like it, but we need to accept it and find our purpose and meaning and move forward. And again, I'm just all for, like you, let's help someone today that's struggling. And we don't have to know who we're helping.
Right.
I mean, we could be talking to someone, you and me could be talking, and I talk too loud as it is, but you and me could be talking, and someone three registers over could be hearing the conversation, mm-hmm. and we're helping them. And they may not realize at the time till they drive home and this message is in their mind generating, and finally it hits them. So yeah, mm-hmm. we're here to help other people to the best of our abilities.
That's right. And James, it's important that you talk loud, because let me help you with something. What you have to say is important and someone needs to hear it. So say it loud for the people in the back. Okay.
There we go. Thank you. Yeah, I've had other people tell me, you need to calm it down, Bubba. Mm. Calm it down, Bubba. I'll say, hey, God's giving me too much to calm down anymore.
That's so. Right.
So
that's right.
Now, I know you do a lot of work with, like you said, women's organization, women's group, but it's again, your message for anyone. But I know you do it specifically for a lot of women. Is there any particular reason, not because you're a woman, it's just, is there any particular reason you chose this path?
Well, again, I answered the call. And in doing so, I have to use my story as a guide so people can see themselves in my story. And so we typically relate to people who we have something in common with and we can share. And that's why I say my story's for everyone. But I particularly remind women, because honestly, James, as women, we carry a heavy load. And there's a lot we're responsible for. And we're good at doing that. What we're not good at is caring for ourselves. What we're not good at is remembering that there's value inside of us. What we're not good at is letting our voice be heard and knowing that what we have to say is important. So what I do is I remind women of who they are, what's inside of them, and that their life does matter and they are enough.
Yeah, times have definitely changed where the man used to be the provider. But even then, the woman always doing everything and caring for the children, always make sure the husband's happy, always having working, of course, nowadays all over the place. But then they want to come back and fix supper for everybody. And like you said, they want to please and be for everyone around them, that sometimes they neglect their own self-peace, self-health, and stuff like it.
Yep. And so they need to know, after pouring out into everyone else, they need to know they're worthy of being poured into. And sometimes as a woman, that's kind of challenging, because we're such nurturers and givers that sometimes it's really hard for us to receive. But I like to remind women in particularly, just people, but women in particularly, that we can only give what we have. And so if we're empty, and we're pouring from an empty cup, we think we're giving, but we're not. And so what's really happening, James, is we're just pouring, and people aren't, they're like, what? And we're like, man, you don't appreciate it? I'm doing all this for you, and you don't appreciate it. But Let me help you, sister girl. You're pouring from an empty cup. So you're not really giving them much of anything. You're just stressing yourself out. Okay. James, is it okay if I give them my two-word counseling for that?
Yes, go ahead and do it. Hey, jump in there. Go.
Stop that. Okay. You're killing yourself, Larry. You're killing yourself.
Well, and it goes back to a little incident with my mother that at the time, of course, I'm in a wheelchair having to take care of me of some. Two, of course, we're all grown, but she's wanting to care for all of us, always fixing dinner. She was working a full-time job. Her mother had come down with Alzheimer's and moved her into the house. So here she is taking care of everybody but herself. Mm-hmm. And so my brother, I was at work one day. My brother ended up taking her to an outpatient, one of these walk-in health clinics for my mom was having some issues. And they said, well, there's nothing we can do for you. You need to go to the emergency room. They took her, my brother took her and everything. Her doctor admitted her. And he came in and told her, my mom, we need to admit you and you need to stay for a while. We got to get you into better health. And her words out of her mouth is just like you said, well, I can't because I got my mother with Alzheimer's taken care of. I got my children I'm taking care of. And says, I got work I can't miss. And he says, he told her point blank, well, if you want to go home and die, there's nothing I can do about it. And when he said that, then she woke up and realized her health is not where it should be. And if he wouldn't have been point blank honest with her, and this was 30 years ago, she wouldn't have been turning 81 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
If he wouldn't, and like you said, she was going from an empty cup that she was pouring out to everybody and everything in her life, but not herself.
Wow. You know, James, that story is still relevant today for so many women. Can I take a moment to speak to it for just a second?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
You said you shared so much in your story. I think people need to hear it. They need to listen to what you just said. So I'm just going to give it back to them in case they missed it. You see, the doctor told your mom, look, you're dying where you're living. And as a coach, I share the same message with people daily. I'm an executive coach for Chick-fil-A and for some other women's organizations. And I share with my clients, you're dying where you're living. However, it really is up to the client to do what your mother did. You see, she didn't just hear what the doctor said. She took heed to what the doctor said, and then she took action. It was her who made the choice, the decision to change, to have things transform for her. The doctor gave her the information to cause the transformation, but she took the action. And so I just want to encourage people who are listening today, take action. First of all, you can't do this by yourself. So you do need a coach or someone to journey with you, someone you trust, someone who will hold you up to your greatness. And then you've got to be willing to do like James' mom did. And you've got to take action. It's up to you, my sister. It's up to you, my brother.
Well, and that's what he said, you know, is you want to go home and die, I can't help you. Mm. And so, you know, then she realized, but here's the sad thing is once we have finally filled our cup back up and we've got it, not empty, but now we're back to better health and helping again and everything. It wasn't 5 years later, she would resist back, you know, because giving out too much. And the doctor sent a letter to her and said, hey, you hadn't had a physical in a while. Come on in. We need to give you a physical. And she threw it in the trash can. 2 months later, sent a second notice. You know, you need to come in for physical. You ain't been in for a while. She threw it in the trash can. Third letter came in and said, hey, you're going to disregard what your physician says. I can't have you as a patient, so we need to just discontinue our patient-doctor relationship. Well, after that, then she decided she needs to go in, and she's mad. She's cussing. She's mad having to go in. I don't feel bad. I feel good and everything. During the physical, they found lung cancer. And again, if she wouldn't have gone in being threatened to be cut off as a patient, she wouldn't be here for her 81st birthday 2 weeks ago. And this was 20 years ago. Things are different in her life now with those two things. Things are different. She does go to the doctor regularly at 81. She does take time for her own self now. But it took two battles for her to finally wake up and realize it. Wow. So I would imagine most people are like, yeah, once we get into the free and clear, now we can sit back and go back and do our old habits. And then it may take a second kick in the tail end to really realize what's going on in life here.
Absolutely, James. And that is the sad part of the story. That's the part of the story you really want to change, turn the page on, and hope that people realize how important they are and the things that they're doing. They're not as important as the person they're supposed to be. And we spend most of our time doing and not being. And we are human beings. And so that means we have to be intentional about not only our relationships and what we're doing, but we must be intentional about caring for ourselves. And I just want to ask people who are listening today, as you heard that very powerful story that James just shared, what is it going to take for you to take care of you? What is it going to take for you to answer the call? What is it going to take for you to make the change so that you don't have to live where you're dying and you don't have to die where you're living? Because there are people who are here to help you, but you have got to want to help yourself. Because here's what I know. A man or a woman, a boy or a girl, convinced against his or her will, is of the same opinion still. And just like James' mother did, you are throwing some amazing, awesome tools in the trash. And it's time for you to be a garbage digger and get that stuff out and live your life to the fullest.
That's right. And Nancy, thank you for coming in. She says she's a little late and wants to know what we're talking about. Thank you, Nancy. And this is RJ Jackson, our guest today, known as the Courage Giver. And she's just gone over, we just been talking about her tragedies, her events in her life, and how she became the Courage Giver, and that we all should be able to encourage other people in life, and just sharing stories of how not only should you give encouragement out, not only should you help out other people, but you need to take care of yourself so you can help take care of other people. Because if you can't take care of yourself, you're not going to be around to help anybody else as well. Oh, and look who just popped in with his RJ, John Bentley. He says, two of my
John
favorite people.
Bentley. Hello, so, Nancy. Hello, John Bentley. Welcome. We're glad to have you here today.
John has given me some powerful words here lately and really has encouraged me. He's taken on your role as well. So he's definitely been an encouraged giver, and I appreciate his friendship. Nancy, thank you for coming in again. Thank you for your encouragement. This is my second podcast today. She was on earlier with us. So she's been a true follower for me. So,
and that in itself, James, is encouragement. When people take time out of their schedule, out of the things that they're responsible for doing, and come and support you and be a part of your journey, whatever that looks like. It doesn't have to be a podcast. Maybe they just come to something that you're doing, or they come and visit you, or they call you, they send you a text and say they're thinking about you. Always remember, they're taking time out of their day to bless you. And that in itself is encouragement. So I really appreciate both of you being here, and those of you who will be watching or listening on the replay as well. Thank you.
Oh, yes, thank you. And again, I'm not going to lie. There's times that I've done a YouTube channel or a podcast, and I'm wondering, am I wasting my time? Because I don't see anyone there. And even if Nancy and John had to come in, I've come to realize through prayer and get the encouragement, again, through God and through others, that I don't have to know who I'm touching. It's going to, like we mentioned, went to grocery store 3 hours over because I talked too loud. Someone's getting that message. Whereas today, we, you know, we have two people listening. Something's going on right now. Well, we got three people. Someone just not commenting, but and that's okay. You don't have to comment. But knowing that in the future, someone's going to get this podcast, this YouTube, and they're going to use it to help benefit them. And then, you know, we just got to know that, again, we just plant the seeds. We don't know what's going to harvest later on.
That's absolutely right. We're vessels. And so we're just allowing God to work through us. And really, James, what you said is really natural for us to feel like, well, is anybody listening? Like, am I talking to myself? And I've gotten so used to talking to myself that I'm just used to talking to myself. And, you know, people say it's okay to talk to yourself as long as you don't answer yourself.
That's right.
Listen,
that's right.
I answer myself, too. I love intelligent conversation and intelligent answers. So I talk and I answer. And sometimes I just need to learn to be quiet. But I just want to say to you, you are doing what you've been called to do. And I want to encourage you to just keep doing what you've been called to do, because as you said, you don't know who you're touching and when you're touching them. And they may not ever come back to you and say, wow, your words helped really give me life today, because I was on the brink of saying, forget it all. And then I ran across your podcast. They may not ever come back, but you are collecting what we call gems and jewels for your crown, brother. So collect on, my brother, collect on.
There we go. And so I'm not good as many as you probably got stored up right now, but I'm working and chasing to you. So
wait, I might not even have a crown. How you know?
Doing what we can. Now here's a sad thing. We go back to back when I graduated my associate's degree. I remember going for the breakfast that morning. They had an awards day the day before the graduation. So they had a breakfast, giving awards out. And I invited my mom to come with me. And I remember they were one of the last awards was, it's named after the president of the college, community college. And they were going on about this person that before they announced who was winning. And I remember leaning over to my mom and said, man, I'd like to meet this person. But then they announced me as the winner. I had no clue that they were talking about me over this stuff. But went up to receive the award. And I remember the president leaning over to me then. And this is back in 1990. And I remember him leaning over to me then. He said, people are watching you and they want to learn how you're going through your trials. I said, but you, he said, the most important thing, you don't have to know it, that people are watching. And you will never know the majority of it, but people are watching and learning to be how strong you are to get through your stuff. And so that's really the first time I realized that or heard that. I mean, I should have knew that early when I was younger. People are watching other people, because I would be watching other people. How do you get through certain situations? But that was back in 1990 when he opened my mind, eyes to it, that people want to get through struggle times and they're watching you. You don't have to know it, though.
Yep. And you know what? We should always live our life as if someone is watching, because the truth of the matter is, James, someone is watching. And so we should live the life that we speak about. We should live the life that is a light to other people, that brings hope to other people, and that points people to the master. And the truth is, it's not always easy to do that, because we get frustrated, we get upset. But when we do, we have to realize if we've made a mistake in our answering or our attitude or the way we've treated people, apologize. Just simply go back and say, you know, I kind of messed up right there. Can you give me some grace? But if we keep in mind how important it is to remember somebody's always watching, then it becomes easier to do that. Do we have time for a little story?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for that, James. I share this story with people when I talk about somebody's always watching. I had gone to visit someone and I wasn't able to take my purse in or anything. So I got all my ID out and everything, but I couldn't take in like the cell phone or anything like that. So I put everything in my purse and then I took it and I put it in my trunk of my car. Somebody was watching me. And when I came back out, that very person who was watching me, and I didn't see them watching me, but they were watching me because they, the way I hid the purse, they had to know. They didn't just go and figure it out. They had to know. Well, because they were watching me, they took everything, my purse, my cell phone, everything, because they were watching me. And that became a very valuable lesson for me to remember to live my life. Not that I'm afraid to lose something, but that I'm very intentional about giving something. And that is giving people hope, giving people encouragement, giving people a glimpse of good living and the living God. And so I want to make sure that when I'm doing something, that's the goal that I'm reaching, because I'm remembering somebody's watching you.
There ought to be a song like that, isn't there? There is a song. That's
there
right.
There is a song there like that.
There is a song. Yeah. That's right. Someone's watching. So,
somebody's watching.
And the sad thing with you just saying there is someone with bad intentions are watching just as much as the people with good intentions wanting to learn to be stronger is happening. So we've got to be aware on both ends as well. You know, we want to give out and help and encourage, but we have to be aware that someone else is going to do something with whatever we're doing the wrong way. Mm-hmm. And that we can't help.
Right.
But we need to be aware that on I forgot who told me this, was talking about this, you know, on the two sides of the coin, God has given us temptations, where on the other side, not temptation, I'm sorry, God has given us trials. On the other side of the coin, the devil, Satan, has given us temptations on the coin. And so we have to decide on what side of the coin we're going to use it for.
Absolutely. And it's always about decision. And if we want to succeed in life, we have to realize we have to make a decision. And someone listening today is literally one decision away from their life changing, but they're afraid to make that decision.
Yep. And, you know, both of us would encourage them, you know, ponder over what do you need in life that's going to help you come up with that right decision so you can move forward for the next step, for your next journey, next story in life, to be the hero, like you said. So, Angry Quad, okay, you've got the Angry Quad in here. AQ, thank you for coming in. Yes, sir, I sent you a reminder of today and for the next 2 days. And life flips in every day. So, AQ, you would like to meet AQ, RJ. AQ, his name is Sean, but he's a good one. So if you ever get a chance to check his channel out on YouTube, the Angry Quad, he's got some good stuff on there.
Awesome. Hey, AQ.
So, all right, RJ. Well, I appreciate you coming in. We're going to move and wrap her on. But I mean, the way you encourage people, the way that you're helping, again, it's not your message. It's not just for women, even though that's your niche, they would say. Glad that you're here and doing that and inspiring me to keep on what we're doing for this.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here, James, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak life into someone's life and remind them that there's greatness inside of them, that in life they can either have excuses or they can have success. But let me help you with that one. You can't have both. It's like the sides of the coin. You're going to have to decide which one you want.
And Nancy, yeah, you came in late, Nancy, because I asked a question about how she became the Courage Giver. But she's, how did you get on the journey and how did you get started? And hers, again, is through some trauma, car accidents, diagnosed with lupus, and some other things. Just life happened and has put RJ on the path of where she's at today, and we're glad that glad she's here to do this. AQ, yeah, thank you. Bless you too, and we'll catch you later as well. So, all right, RJ, thank you. Everybody else, and Nancy, Angry Quad, did somebody else pop in? I can't remember. Nope, just the, oh, and John Bentley. Can't forget old John Bentley. Thank you all for coming in. And Courage Giver, go to her website, thecouragegiver.com. And do you have anything that's coming up that you want to tell anyone about? You mentioned your book earlier.
Yeah, so I want to invite you, as James said, to go to thecouragegiver.com. Whenever you're watching this, you can click on the link for upcoming events and find out what I have coming up. I have a couple of events coming up very shortly, like tomorrow. And so I want to invite you to go to the link, thecouragegiver.com. That's thecouragegiver.com. And while you're there, I have a free gift for you. It's daily inspiration that causes transformation that will not only encourage your heart, but move you into action. And I'd love for you to grab that gift, a breath of fresh air. Head on over there right now, grab that gift, and let me encourage your heart, and let me help you remember there's greatness inside of you. It's been a pleasure being here, James. Thank you so much.
And you just answered Nancy's last question here. Can you give me her website? There we go, thecouragegiver.com, and you'll be able to get the free gift. She's in. I'll also put that in the description below for everyone to go in and grab as well. Thank you, RJ Jackson, again, back from popular demand, The Courage Giver, and go to our website, thecouragegiver.com. Everyone else, do something today, tomorrow, something next week that's going to help you persevere past your paralysis.
Thanks for listening to the Professor of Perseverance podcast for motivation, inspiration, and encouragement. For more information, go to Facebook at Professor of Perseverance. Visit the website at professorofperseverance.com and view the YouTube channel, Dr. James Perdue, Professor of Perseverance.